Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. It appears that the White House and congressional negotiators still remain far apart over the terms for raising the nation's debt ceiling. The two sides have been meeting on and off for days to resolve the ongoing dispute. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports House Republicans emerged from a closed-door meeting with Speaker Kevin McCarthy today, pessimistic about the state of talks.
Despite expressing optimism after his most recent meeting with President Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reiterated that nothing is agreed to until everything is agreed to in the ongoing talks. A key Republican negotiator, Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves, has concerns about the negotiations.
We're not going to be able to make this deal. We're not going to be able to move forward. They're continuing to try to continue the same trajectory of overspending, overtaxing, and forcing the next generation a debt that absolutely they cannot afford and certainly didn't create.
But the White House argues that Republicans want to install extreme spending cuts that will hurt everyday Americans. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
A Russian court has extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich for another 3 months. NPR's Charles Maines reports the ruling comes as the U.S. journalist faces unsubstantiated charges of espionage.
The ruling means Evan Gershkovich will remain in pretrial detention in Moscow's Lefortovo prison until at least August 30th. Gershkovich's parents traveled from the United States to Moscow and were reportedly allowed to attend the closed court hearing. Gershkovich was detained by Russian security agents while on a reporting assignment in Russia's Ural Mountains last March and later charged with espionage. The Kremlin has supported the claim and says the American was caught red-handed while providing no evidence. Gershkovich and the Journal vehemently reject the spying allegations, noting the American was an accredited journalist working in Russia. The U.S. government has also designated Gershkovich wrongfully detained and demanded his immediate release. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
A powerful typhoon is gaining strength as it makes its way toward the U.S. territory of Guam. The National Guard is working to evacuate residents living in low-lying areas. The director of communications for the governor, Crystal Paco San Agustin, says emergency shelters have been set up across the island.
We have a capacity to carry as many as 4,300 residents in our emergency shelters. Right now, we're not even at 20%, but we continue to urge those in low-lying coastal areas and those who may be in substandard homes, as well as our island's homeless, to seek shelters.
This could be the most powerful typhoon to hit the U.S. Pacific Territory in two decades. Stocks are trading lower on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow is down 83 points. This is NPR. A judge in New York who is overseeing the pending criminal case against former President Donald Trump will lay down some ground rules for him today. NPR's Ilya Marritz reports the goal is to block Trump from sharing sensitive materials with the public.
Before a trial, it's routine for the judge to issue a protective order to ensure information turned up in discovery remains confidential. But Trump has a history of using his megaphone to attack prosecutors, judges, and witnesses, and Judge Juan Merchan isn't taking any chances. Today, he'll meet with Trump by video to spell out the rules. The materials can't be shared on Truth Social, Trump's own social network, or any other platform. Particularly sensitive materials can only be viewed in the presence of lawyers or with the judge's explicit permission. Trump was charged in April with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, connected with a hush money payment to a porn actress who claimed she had a sexual relationship with him. He pleaded not guilty. Ilya Marritz, NPR News, New York.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has appointed a Cuban-American woman to the state Supreme Court, marking the first time in history the court will have three women as sitting justices. Judge Meredith Sasso will replace Ricky Polston, who retired earlier this year. Sasso currently is the chief judge on the state's 6th District Court of Appeal. All of the major indices are trading lower on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 75 points. NASDAQ Composite also trading lower, down 101. This is NPR News in Washington.